This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أسامة بن زيد الله عنه حب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of the most beloved companions to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of the last people to see him alive before he passed away. That's how close he was to the Messenger of Allah. One time he came to the Prophet ﷺ and the Prophet ﷺ had criticized him. After a battle, he told him, Ya Usama, lima qatalta? O Usama, you killed someone in battle. Why did you kill that person? Now, this is in battle, in the heat of battle, in the midst of battle. Usama ibn Zayd tells the Prophet ﷺ what he saw with his own eyes. He says, Ya Rasulullah, awja' al-muslimina qatla. وَقَتَلَ فُلَانَ وَفُلَانَ وَفُلَانَ وَسَمَّ نَفَرًا. He says, O Messenger of Allah, he was inflicting upon the Muslims much pain. And he killed this person, and he killed this person, and he killed this person, and he began listing off the names of the people that were killed by this man. And so the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hearing that answer, again asks him, لِمَ قَتَلْتَ? So why did you kill him? So he responds with the same answer again. Ya Rasulullah, awja' al-muslimin qatla. He inflicted much harm upon the Muslims. Wa qatala fulanan wa fulanan wa fulan wa samma nafara. And he killed so and so and so and so and so and so, and he listed off people. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, hamaltu alayhi bis-sayf. And so, O Messenger of Allah, I approached him with my sword. Falamma ra'a as-sayf. And when he realized he was about to be killed, he said, La ilaha illallah. He's massacring the Muslims. But then when he realized he's about to die, he took his safeguard. La ilaha illallah. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, أَقَتَلْتَهُ وَقَدْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Did you kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah? He said, yes. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he began saying, Ya Usama, فَمَا تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Usama, what will you do when La ilaha illallah comes in the day of judgment? So Usama began shaking. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, astaghfir li, O Messenger of Allah, ask Allah to forgive me. And the Messenger of Allah simply kept repeating, فَمَا تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. فَمَا تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He kept repeating, what will you do when La ilaha illallah comes in the day of resurrection? I'm starting with this to give you an idea. The discipline that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried to instill within the Sahaba, even in the midst of a heated battle. Even when Usama is seeing with his own eyes people he knows by name being killed. When he struck him back and killed the enemy of Allah, he was rebuked because this man said, La ilaha illallah. How do you know he didn't say it sincerely or not? Even in war, the Prophet ﷺ held the companions at a high standard, not the standard of any charter or anything, the standard of Allah and His Messenger ﷺ. And so that's why when he would send expeditions out, he would tell them, "Ukhruju bismillah, qatilu man kafara billah." Go out in the name of Allah and fight those who disbelieve in Allah. But he says, "La taghdiru." ولا تمثلوا ولا تغلوا ولا تقتلوا الولدان ولا أصحاب الصوامع. He would say to the expeditions, to the leaders, go out in the name of Allah, fight in the name of Allah, fight those who disbelieve in Allah. But he says, do not be treacherous, and do not mutilate anybody, and do not take from the booty of war that's not rightfully to be taken. And he says, and don't kill any children, nor kill anyone within the
the places of worship. Anyone within the places of worship, do not harm them. And subhanAllah, one of the goals of Allah revealing jihad for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this purpose, to preserve life and to preserve the places of worship. Allah says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. Indeed, permission has been granted to fight those who have been oppressed and wronged. And Allah is indeed capable of giving them victory. He says, أَلَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرٍ حَقٍ إِلَّا يَقُولُ رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. Those who were driven out of their homes for no other reason other than they said, Allah is our Lord. Then Allah says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. And if it wasn't for the fact that Allah causes people to check other people, لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. Then monasteries and churches and synagogues and masajid would have been destroyed. SubhanAllah. Even in fighting, even in the midst of war, we are being told that the places of worship should be held sanctified regardless of the religion. And subhanAllah, of course, we know war is not preferred to begin with. The Messenger of Allah did not prefer war, nor did he choose war, unless he was forced into it. In the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, before, when he stopped outside of Mecca, when they went to perform Umrah, he said that if the Quraysh were to call me to something that ties the kinship and honors the sanctity of the hurumat of Allah, then I will give it to them. Allah says, وَإِنْ جَنَحُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If they incline to peace, then incline to peace also and rely upon Allah. So the Messenger of Allah was very clear with the instructions of the companions. Once he saw the people gathered, and he sent someone to find out, this is in the context of battle, why were they all gathered together? And they realized, he was told that a woman was killed. A single woman was killed. And so the Messenger of Allah, he says, مَا كَانَتْ هَذِي لِتُقَاتِلْ. This is not with someone whom you should have, fighting should have taken place. And then he sends a letter to Khalid ibn Walid. And he says, لَا تَقْتُلُوا إِمْرَاتًا وَلَا عَسِيفًا. Don't make sure your army, no woman nor any servant is killed. Children. This is a very interesting hadith. In the Battle of Hunayn, now you have to understand, now the companions who were with the Prophet ﷺ from the beginning of his, from Prophet Nubuwwah and from early Mecca, they had a tarbiyah with the Messenger of Allah, they had upbringing. But then as many Muslims are coming into Islam towards the end of his life, many of them don't have the same teaching that the early Sahaba had. And so in the Battle of Hunayn, news reached the Prophet ﷺ that some children had been killed in battle. Some children had been killed. And so the Prophet ﷺ, when that news reached him, his face literally changed. His face, you could clearly see signs of anger and disappointment and sadness in his face. And he says, مَا حَمَلَكُمْ عَلَىٰ قَتْلِ الذُّرِّيَّةِ. Why did you kill some children? And you know what they said? They said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّمَا هُمْ أَوْلَادُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. O Messenger of Allah, they are children of the mushrikeen. They are children of the mushrikeen. And so what does the Prophet say in response? وَهَلْ خِيَارُكُمْ إِلَّا أَوْلَادُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And are not the best of you other than the children of the mushrikeen? وَهَلْ خِيَارُكُمْ إِلَّا أَوْلَادُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Aren't the best of you the children of the mushrikeen? And what is he referring to? The scholars have differed in a few different ways. One, we know the children are innocent. And they will be in Jannah if they die, but before the age of puberty, they're not responsible, they're not adults, they will be in paradise. But one of the other things we know is, who are the children of the mushrikeen? Who is Abu Bakr and Umar and the like? They are children of the mushrikeen, and they are the best of the companions. Meaning these people, that's why he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. I swear by the one in whose hand is Muhammad's soul, مَا مِن نَسَمَةٍ تُولَدُ إِلَّا عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ حَتَّى يُعْرِبَ عَنْهَا لِسَانُهَا. He says, no person, no human being is born except that they are born on the fitrah of Islam. The belief, the innate understanding and knowing that Allah is one. And he says, and until their tongues are able to articulate what they have inside their hearts. So subhanAllah, we know, women, children, destruction of property. When the Messenger of Allah sent the expedition out in Mu'ta, he said, وَلَا تَقْطَعَنَّ شَجَرَةً وَلَا تَعْقِرَنَّ نَخْلًا وَلَا تَهْدِيمَ بَيْتًا. None of you should cut down even one tree, nor cut down a date palm, nor destroy even one home. Not one tree, not one home. And you see the circumstances around us now, and it's not even just Gaza where thousands upon thousands of homes have been demolished, even in the West Bank, where settlers will nonstop attack the farmland of the Palestinians and destroy olive trees and their farmland. The Messenger of Allah says, not even one tree. If it's in your way going to battle, not one date palm, not one home is allowed. And of course, we know mutilation and the harming of deceased bodies is forbidden. And we know the companions themselves faced that. The Sahaba faced that. The Prophet ﷺ saw it with his own eyes. In fact, when he saw the mutilated body of Hamza radiallahu anhu, the Sahaba say, we never saw the Prophet ﷺ as saddened as he was when he saw the dead body of Hamza after the Battle of Uhud. And when he went back to Medina and all the homes are crying over their lost ones from Uhud, he says, وَأَمَّا حَمْزَةُ فَلَا بَوَاكِيَ لَهُ. But as for Hamza, there is nobody crying for him. He was really affected by it. But despite that, he never retaliated. Never had the bodies of the mushrikeen mutilated in response. Prisoners of war. He told the companions, اِسْتَوْسُوا بِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Treat them well. So subhanAllah, the same people who drove them out of their homes, the same people that for 13 years they were tortured and attacked and ultimately driven out and all their wealth and homes left behind. When they finally fall prisoners of war after the Battle of Badr, the first meeting between the Muslims and the Quraysh, the Prophet of Allah tells them, treat the prisoners well. And so Abu Aziz ibn Umayr, the brother of Mus'ab ibn Umayr, Mus'ab was a Muslim. His brother was a disbeliever. His brother fought against the Muslims in the Battle of Badr. And so Abu Aziz, he says, كُنْتُ أَسِيرًا عِنْدَ أَحْدِ الْأَنصَارِ. I was a prisoner of war with one of the Ansar, and he says, وَكَانَ إِذَا قَدِمُوا طَعَامَهُمْ وَغَدَاءَهُمْ وَعَشَاءَهُمْ. When the food came for their meals, their lunch and their dinner and whatnot, he says, أَكَلُوا التَّمْرُ وَأَكَلُونِ الْبُرُ. He says, they would eat dates. That would be their meal, dates. And they would give me barley. They would give me a something cooked from barley. And he is from the people fighting the believers after they went through 1-2 for 13 years. But this is how the Messenger of Allah taught the companions to treat the prisoners of war. And then of course we know Fatih Mecca, when Allah gave victory to the Prophet over the disbelieving people of Quraysh. And he stands before them and he says, مَا تَظُنُّونَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think I will do to you? And they had every right to be massacred for the crimes they committed. What do you think I will do to you? And they say, خَيْرَا أَخٌ كَرِيمٌ وَابْنُ أَخٍ كَرِيمٌ. But O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a very generous person, the son of a generous person. So we hope you will treat us well. And so he says to them, اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Go forward, all of you are free. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the code of conduct that the believers in times of war, following the example, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah. And despite the heat of battle, despite whatever excuses there may be, Allah and His Messenger of Allah did not accept any excuses. These are the codes of conduct, and we see the beautiful teachings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam manifest in the lives of the Sahaba. وَقُولُوا قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.